It's time on Siren Radio for another fantastic edition of Cultural Connections, in which we'll be talking to a range of fine folk who are making their debut on Siren because they come from a whole range of different cultures. Okay, let's jump straight into this aspect, because we have got somebody from the Netherlands, we've got somebody from Nigeria, and we've got a British Asian who's got all sorts of wonderful things. Let's start off with our British Asian, and let's go to Milan Mal. Welcome, Milan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great to connect with a good self. Is this your first time in the Siren Radio area?
Yes, it is. I've walked past this radio station many times to go to lectures and seminars, but I've never actually been in a radio setting before.
And here you are actually creating that magic. So give us a bit of background, Milan. Tell us where you come from and how you actually arrived at Lincoln and what you're studying and so on.
So I'm from Bedford, sort of...
Faraway place. Strange land.
Yeah, about an hour north of London, I would say. My parents are first generation... children of immigrants, and then my grandparents are the original immigrants that came here in the 1960s from a place in India called Punjab.
Fantastic stuff there. Let's move straight over to Tyson. Tyson, you're from Nigeria, of course.
Yes, of course.
Welcome aboard to
Thank you so much.
Cultural Connection show, which we thought we'd work through. We've also been joined by Ola Oganyemi, so that's always very exciting. Yeah. So great stuff there. Share with us, Tyson, because you've got some radio experience as well.
Yeah, yeah. When I was in Lagos, Nigeria, I had a placement with a radio station for 1 year, where I helped them with co-anchoring and also producing content by the side. So it was a really cool experience, and I'm glad to be back here again.
Now, allowing for that, clearly we're getting a whole range of exciting things there. How does Siren compare with the Nigerian station? I mean, and you could say we're far smaller by comparison. It's up to you.
Yeah, you have the same kind of equipment with them, but they just upgraded their systems not that long ago. So I think their systems are much, much newer, but like it's the same thing. Everything looks good. Everything looks great. And yeah.
Okay, excellent stuff. Which brings us neatly round to the Netherlands representative today. That's Fia van der Bogert. I hope I've got the pronunciation vaguely right on that one, Fia. Again, what brings you to the joys of Lincoln? Could it be Erasmus?
Yes, it is. I'm here for one semester. I'm studying journalism, so for one semester here.
Excellent stuff. And it's great to connect with yourself. We'll find out more about all three fabulous contributors very shortly. But before we actually go around to the first topical topic of today, which is, strange enough, going to be COP27, Congress of Parties, I believe, is what COP stands for. Congress of Parties, in terms of nothing to do with American police. We're going to have the first choice of music, and this actually goes historically to the wonderful Tyson. Tyson, you've come up with this particular choice. Would you like to introduce it? It's from the upcoming movie Wakanda Forever.
Yes, this is from a Nigerian artist, the biggest Nigerian artist in the world right now. His name is Burna Boy. He makes amazing music, and this is a good one. So this is Alone by Burna Boy.
Another fight for my life, it's alright, because everything dies, nobody know why. What did I go do? What did you go do when you're feeling like you're falling and you can't find nothing to hold on to? Memories are carrying me. Take me far away. Miss a DJ, make me grab a yeah. Now one of you, just anybody. Let me kind of be shy. But it only fire. Like you're screaming really loud, but nobody hears you. I see it in your eyes. I see in your eyes the betrayal and the lies. You've been pulling out knives from your behind.
lesson. Count every lesson. Fit nothing tomorrow, so I count every second. Don't let them take my head and dance over my dead body. Body. I'm weak and blind. Give me the strength I need for my body. Body. My body that is high.
Tyson, I have to say it's always a very important task to select that first piece of music, and although I go into the theme tune, good stuff, good stuff. Have you seen the movies yet?
No, not yet. It's coming out tomorrow. Sorry, Friday, 11th. So I'm getting my tickets soon, and I'm watching it straight away.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, let's talk COP27. We're going to have a topical topic in each edition of Cultural Connections, and this is something where we get other views from other cultures and other thoughts on that. Clearly, we had COP26 in Glasgow a year or so ago. The Congress of Parties have now moved on. COP27 is happening. Let's go to Thea. Your thoughts on this? I mean, obviously, the global warming agenda is with us. It's something which interacts in all sorts of ways. What are your thoughts on this? Are you optimistic? What are your thoughts?
Hard to say. Of course, COP27 is a bit controversial because of the place where it is held now. And that's quite unfortunate because that's not what COP27 is about.
Yeah. Well, Egypt, obviously, which is the location, is can be seen as a bit problematic in certain ways. And when we heard from this country that King Charles III was going to go, that he's not going to go, that he was advised he was going to go, Rishi Sunak was he is obviously there from that point of view. Ultimately, it's a case of will things happen? I mean, what would you like to happen? If they turn to you now, and I'll ask this from both Milan and Tyson in a few moments, but you know, what would, Fia, your agenda be for COP27? What would you like one thing to be achieved?
I would like to see that we can all come to an agreement and make the first steps to come with a solution, perhaps.
There's an old line which I suspect one of our other executive producers, Ola Oganyemi, would also go along with, which goes back to the 60s, where if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, which is a tough call. Tyson, what about yourself? What are your thoughts as a Nigerian on COP27?
I think they should, because there's been a lot of cries about climate change and the weather, and recently, in recent times, there have been some people going to art galleries trying to distance. So they should listen to the cries of those people and understand that this is becoming a serious, serious matter, and they should find a solution and just take the actions they need to take, because if we're not one step ahead, we'll be two steps behind.
In Nigeria, is there a sense that this is a matter of urgency, or is it a case of, not those people going on about climate change again, we're okay here?
It's the second one, because there are a lot of things happening in Nigeria right now that are trying to fix. There's a flood in Nigeria. There's an election coming soon. There's a lot of various things happening that people are worried about before climate change. So for Nigeria, we need to fix all those things first before we can talk about climate change, I think.
Okay, Milan. Now, clearly, you've got a number of perspectives on this one. As a British Asian from Bedfordshire, marvellous. And, of course, your heritage from India, etc. What are your thoughts? Or is it a case of, I can't be dealing with more climate change issues?
Well, I think that the topic of climate change is one of the biggest issues that the younger generations of our time certainly face. And in the UK, we're taking the more proactive steps to ban fossil fuel cars and implementing more environmentally friendly policies, whereas in sort of India and the Punjab region and also Pakistan, they're kind of not following the same sort of agenda as the West. They're still trying to, they're making the promises, but they're not, they're doing it as slowly as they can because they do not have sort of the resources or the connections to bring down their carbon footprint on climate change.
Yeah. Recently, of course, the red top tabloids in Britain came up with the notion that we in Britain might be faced with a bill of £1 trillion to actually sort of recompense issues around the globe. I mean, what are your thoughts on that one? I mean, turn to yourself here. Do you think, you know, from that point of view, yeah, you've been in Britain long enough now and your Erasmus program say, yeah, they should shell out for climate change?
I'm sorry, could you...
In terms of a recent story that suggested that actually Britain might well have to pay reparations for climate change to other less developed countries to actually help with carbon footprints, etc. Is that a fair line? What would the view of the Netherlands be?
Well, I do think it's fair because we have to help each other. Because if all the rich nations help themselves to reach the climate goals, I mean, it still doesn't solve the real issue. Mm. So I think it's fair that every country helps each other.
Are you optimistic about this, or is it a case of, I don't know where I'm going to be in 2030?
Mostly the latter, I think.
Right.
Things are moving a bit too slowly, I think.
And there is, of course, the line that if sea levels do rise, then clearly Netherlands, which is a coastal country, could well have challenges with respect to canals and more, really.
Yeah, we are still dealing with that problem, and we're not talking about it a lot, but we are. It's a big issue, and we know that we are under sea level even now. So,
Tyson, what's your wish for COP27?
Well, like I said, they should really, really find solutions to problems. They should listen to all these people, all the scientists that have been saying this over the years and years, and just sit down, have a great talk, no matter where it is, if it's Egypt, if it's the UK, if it's the US, just talk about this and find a solution, because, like I said, if I'm not 1 step ahead, we'll be 2 steps behind. And like she said, Netherlands already below the sea level. And there are already a lot of things happening. Like in the UK, we had the highest temperature ever in the summer. So you can see the signs already. So if you're not careful, it's come back to haunt us.
Yeah. Milan, I'm interested in terms of, do you talk about this with your grandparents at all? Do they say, yeah, we've been there before, we've had other challenges? What are your thoughts on this?
I don't really speak to my grandparents about the climate in India, the sort of climate change issues, but they have heard stories from family members and friends back in their country that they have been affected by sort of the monsoons that hit India in annually, as well as major heat waves as well that spread across the north of India and over into Pakistan as well.
Challenging times and lots of issues that I'm sure we'll return to that, but it has brought us neatly round to the second choice of music, which goes to yourself, Milan, with NLS. Please share with us, what are we about to listen to now?
So this is a artist that has been sort of making ground in the last few years. He goes by the name of Raf Safira. He has made this track NLS, which stands for Nach Le Sonia, which means come dance beautiful, and it's a UK garage track as a revival from the music that sort of went away over the last 20 years.
ਸਾਂਵਲਾ ਜਾ ਰੰਜਨੀ ਮਾਰਦੀ ਆ ਠੁਮਕੇ ਤੂੰ ਕਿੱਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬਚਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਆਸ਼ਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੀਨੇ ਅੱਗ ਲਾਈ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਚੌਬਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਸੀਨੇ ਅੱਗ ਲਾਈ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਨੀਆਂ ਜਾ ਨੱਚ ਲੈ ਸੋਹਣੀ
ਬਾਕੀ
that's something which I gather you can have on social occasions and chill out times. When would you say people should best appreciate NLS or Raf Sabera?
Well, I think it's dependent on what your music taste is. If you like garage music and want to explore further into different sort of cultures, I think that's a very good track. But it's also just a good track to listen to because it has that melody from maybe 20, 25 years ago that maybe had been forgotten in the UK, and Raf Sabera is bringing that back slowly.
Fantastic stuff, which is all at the heart of Cultural Connections, which is what you're listening to on Siren Radio. Cultural Connections with Milan, Fia and Toysen. We're moving around now to a section which we're calling Lost in Translation, which will lead to a whole range of other bits and pieces, but it's also tying into the holiday season, which is just around the corner. So, Fia, let's turn to you first in the Netherlands. I suspect that there are a number of sort of interesting comparisons here. What sort of things are you looking forward to celebrating this year, and what are the traditions that you will embrace within the Netherlands when it comes to festive times?
Well, what we always celebrate on the 5th of December is Sinterklaas. It is a children's holiday, and it means that Sinterklaas comes to the Netherlands from Spain, and he brings gifts, and before that, people put out their shoes, and every night they sing a song, and then they put in a carrot for Sinterklaas's horse, and then they get chocolate or a small gift. And it's a very lovely holiday, and we need lots of pepernoten. And it's best food ever.
Right. And just out of interest, why Spain as opposed to where we kind of in Britain we think, well, Santa Claus lives on the North Pole. I mean, it just why Spain?
I think it's historical. It's a historical thing. But when children are naughty, they come back with Sinterklaas to Spain. So.
Right. So it's like you sent to Spain could be a...
Yeah, no one wants to go to Spain,
okay.
I guess.
Obviously, we're not going to endorse that on Cultural Connections because I'm sure there's some lovely Spanish folk out there. There we are. Pep Guardiola, for instance. Let's move to Toysen. About Nigeria? What's the state of celebrations there? And obviously, Ola will be listening in keenly
yes,
to this.
Yes, of course. For Nigerians, we have a lot of celebrations, but the one that is closer to us is Independence Day, which is the 1st of October. It just passed like last month. And we celebrate the independence of Nigeria. And it's just a really fun day for everybody because we're celebrating the country, we're celebrating ourselves, we're celebrating what we've done and what we've achieved. But another one is Democracy Day. And this is the honor of MKO Abiola. He was elected as president, but he died shortly before he was about to become president. So they made that day in honor of him, and it's been an amazing day too. But we also celebrate days like Christmas, Easter, and other Muslim holidays. So it's a really diverse, Nigeria is a really diverse country where we celebrate all these religious holidays. And it's for all of us, it's a good day to just enjoy everything.
Fia obviously said, what happens to naughty children? They're sent to Spain. What happens in Nigeria? Do they get sent to Japan or something?
Funny enough, in Nigeria, we don't do the nice or naughty list.
Oh.
Funny enough, we don't do that.
Wow.
So,
is that because everybody's nice?
that's part of it. Well, basically, what we do is, Every child meets with Father Christmas. You ask for what you want and you get what you want. So it's very easy. But it depends on if you can see Father Christmas. So if you can't find him, sorry for you. But if you see him, yeah. Well, apart from that, Christmas for us and the old holiday of the old way of Christmas is kind of a homecoming because a lot of people are abroad. A lot of Nigerians are abroad. So mm-hmm. It's a time for like our artists to come back, all of us to come back and just enjoy the country and just enjoy each other as family.
And right. And are there similar New Year celebrations or as a
totally New Year's we spend it in church. We are very specific. We go to church for crossover night. We pray about it and then we go and celebrate after. We celebrate the day like in the morning when everything is good.
Right. Excellent. Okay, clearly Milan you have a cross-cultural aspect from your own point of view. What happens in your own households over the festive period and so on?
So in India it's not really customary for Punjabi households to kind of celebrate Christmas, but it's more of a Western thing. So British Asians would celebrate the more paganistic side of Christmas, so with the Christmas trees and the
presents. What was the Feast of Saturnalia back in the day, of
yes.
course,
and the big Christmas dinners, we mainly celebrate that with like large feasts, obviously, and kind of the presents, and just going through the whole day trying to enjoy the Christmas as just a national holiday, not sort of any sort of religious aspect to it.
So the notion of getting a RAF Sapera CD in your Christmas stocking, that's not going to occur, is it, really?
You never know, it might happen this year.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a little line from that point of view. Okay, it's come to Fia once again for your musical choice, and initially when I saw this I thought, Nielsen, Harry Nielsen, a wonderful sort of singer-songwriter from New York. No, different Nielsen entirely, but somebody who's well known in the Netherlands, I believe.
He is, yes, he's very famous. Everyone listens to his music. Another famous song is Sexy Als Ik Dans, which means sexy when I'm dancing. So everyone loves to dance to his songs and sing along.
Okay, what are we about to listen to now?
It's called IJskoud.
Het is ijskoud. En je woorden maken wolkjes in de lucht. Een rilling loopt een rondje op mijn rug. Als je zegt dat je niet langer van mij houdt, wat doe jij nou? Kunnen we 1 seconde terug? Kunnen we 1 seconde terug? Waarom maak je alles stuk? Je zegt dat je niet langer van mij houdt. Wat doe jij nou? Waarom zou je dat doen? Ik zou je nooit zo laten staan en je ten onder laten gaan. Zomaar een streek door ons verhaal. En nu praat, doe tenminste alsof. We zouden toch voor elkaar door het vuur gaan, maar je maakt me kapot.
Waarom zou je dat doen?
Het is net of ik tegen een muur praat, doe tenminste alsof. We zouden toch voor elkaar door het vuur gaan. Het is keihard. En je woorden dreunen door in mijn gedachten. Het is nog niet echt doorgedrongen. Dat je eigenlijk geen donder om mij gaf. Wat ben jij hard? Ik had het nooit van jou verwacht. Nee, ik had het nooit van jou verwacht. En waarom breek je alles af? Is het omdat je eigenlijk geen donder om mij gaf? Wat ben jij hard?
Waarom zou je dat doen?
Het is net of ik tegen een muur praat. Doe tenminste alsof. We zouden toch voor elkaar door het vuur gaan, maar je maakt me kapot.
Waarom zou je dat doen?
Het is net of ik tegen een muur praat. Doe tenminste alsof.
Doe tenminste alsof.
We zouden toch voor elkaar door het vuur gaan. Ik zou je nooit zo laten staan en je ten onder laten gaan. Zomaar een streep door ons verhaal.
Laat je me zo in de kou staan.
Waarom zou je dat doen? Het is net of ik tegen een muur praat. Doe tenminste alsof. We zouden toch voor elkaar door het vuur gaan. Maar je maakt me kapot.
Waarom zou je dat doen?
Het is net of ik tegen een muur praat. Doe tenminste alsof. We zouden toch voor elkaar door het vuur gaan.
It's time now to actually have a general think about ways in which we'd greet people in our various languages, etc. I mean, I'd say Fröhliche Weihnachten, throwing a bit of German there. What about the Netherlands? What would you say in terms of that if you were greeting somebody either for Christmas or the holiday period?
Well, we would say Fijne Feestdagen or Fijne Kerst.
That's fijne Kerst.
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 Yeah, that's Christmas.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Nigeria.
Oh, we don't have a similar greeting for Christmas, but we greet each other saying, in morning we say Emekaro, in the afternoon we say Ekason, in Ekale. So it's like, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good evening, yeah. So that's for that. But we don't have a general greeting for Christmas.
Okay. And Milan?
It's the same as Toys, and we don't really have a general greeting for Christmas, but we mainly say Sat Sri Akal, as in a general hello, or if you can have the ability to speak English, people just say hello to you. It's not sort of structured greeting.
It's an interesting linguistic aspect we can obviously work towards. It's a fairly heavy topic that we're going to consider now, but what are the thoughts, hopes and aspirations of the panel for 2023? I mean, clearly the pandemic has been survived. We're heading through all sorts of other areas. Let's start off with Toysen. What are you looking forward to most in terms of your personal or indeed global? I mean, we shared our global thoughts with our views on COP27. Yeah. So what about your own personal thoughts and aspirations
for 2023? I want it to be a better year. I think 2020 was the year where everything started getting normal. I want it to be better than it was in 2019. I want more love and like more love all around, much more friendly people. I'm not then also I also want like the 23 for me, I want to try a lot of things. I want to explore different countries, different areas, and just try new cultures. So 2023 for me especially is just exploring, basically.
So exploring, okay, and more love around. That's I go with that. Fia.
Well, I'm of the opinion that when you want to do something, you should do it now. So not in 2023, just do it
never
now.
Never put off till tomorrow what you've been exposed, definitely.
Exactly. But I do. I agree with you on we should spread more love and listen to each other, help each other.
Yeah.
I agree. And for me, I would say I'm going back to the Netherlands in January, unfortunately.
Oh.
So I would love to come back here as soon as possible.
Thing is, with Zoom, you can still be a part of Cultural Connections and other programs because Siren does spread its wings from that point of view. So if you use various other devices, we can still connect together. We're not using any Zoom things for this first year because we just thought we'd bet down on that system. But you know, there's always a part of Lincoln that's there. We're going to find out more about your views on Lincoln in a few moments. Milan, what are your thoughts and aspirations for 2023?
So I think for 2023, because I'm a first-year student, I think it would be kind of settling my roots here for the next 3 years, trying to get to know Lincoln a lot better than what I already know it, and trying to get these connections with people that will hopefully help me to get to the positions that I need to later on in life.
Okay, you've raised an important point there, which is obviously you're in level one or sometimes level four. I know I'm confused as well. In terms of your basic Lincoln, what are you studying at the University of Lincoln?
I'm studying journalism.
Okay, so journalism from your point of view. Fia, you're on an exchange, obviously, from Erasmus, and you've been doing a variety of courses and programs with respect to that. I believe you also had a look at my Histories of Journalism piece, if memory serves. Gary Stevens said he'd sent over material from that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, exactly. I won't ask you what you thought about that, because obviously it's not being run in this year, but still, hopefully you found the recorded lectures from previous years of some use. Tell us how you decided to take that step to go via Erasmus to join us at Lincoln.
Well, I always wanted to go to England ever since I was a young girl. So now finally getting the opportunity to go abroad and study here, I just had to take the chance, and Lincoln has been great so far.
Okay, well, it will hopefully continue to be so from that point of view. And Toysen, what's your topic of study?
I'm studying ME Media and Communications.
And how are you finding that process, and what in essence led you from Nigeria to say I'm going to go to the northern heaven, global north, and actually work on that basis?
The school at first, I saw the school, I saw the courses, I saw everything about the school, and it was so good that I was like, I have to come here. And also my uncle is a lecturer here, so he encouraged me about the school. So and coming to UK, I've been to the UK twice, and I just loved everything about it. I was like, I have to come here to study one time, if I ever get the chance, and that's why I came here. And for media and communications, it's been something I've been trying to do for a while now. I studied sociology for my first degree, and once I went to the radio station, I found out that I really love media and I really love communication, and I want to go further in that path. So I said, let me study media and communication.
Fantastic. We're going to find out about your quirky experiences very shortly, but we can turn back to Milan, and you've got another piece of music coming up here. If it's as good as the first one, I think we're all in for a treat. Would you like to explain what we're about to hear with the title, of course, Lover?
Yes, so this song is by a very well-known Punjabi artist called Diljit Dosanjh. He's known all the world over by many Punjabi people, and this song's basically talking about how he's not a woman's lover anymore, but it's sort of set in an 80s sort of vibe of the music.
You're listening to Cultural Connections on Siren Radio. We have Milan, we have Fia, we have Toysen in the studio with us. And I must admit, when I saw this on the schedule, I thought, this is one that could be a lot of fun, or it could be disaster. We don't know where we're heading with this perspective to the whole thing. But we want to basically ask each one of our fabulous co-hosts and co-presenters to name one aspect of Lincoln, and we're talking Lincoln here as opposed to Britain, because it's a big country, Britain, so we'll step away, but Lincoln in particular, that you find unusual, weird, or downright incomprehensible, and you haven't had a clue what was actually going on since you started at the University of Lincoln. So let's turn to Milan first on this one. And I mean, Bedfordshire to Lincoln, it's quite a cultural shift in the best of times. So let's talk about your experience where you thought, what the flip?
Yeah. One thing that I have noticed since coming here, I've been up the hill a few times just to explore, and I've noticed that there are an extraordinary amount of small business compared to Bedford. Their small businesses are thriving a lot better here compared to what they are back in my hometown. And it was just very extraordinary to see, because there's a whole diverse range of different things that you could do. And whereas in Bedford there was a lack of small businesses just generally.
Interesting. So good news there for the small business, the small medium enterprise section, and the entrepreneurs of Lincoln. That's good stuff there. And of course, Steep Hill, that's something which often gets a lot of people confused, because it is quite steep, obviously.
Yes,
Were you looking forward to the Christmas market, or would you be sort of thinking, I don't know?
I'm looking forward to it. I know in London they have Winter Wonderland, and that's supposed to be sort of the main national attraction when it comes to Christmas.
Yeah, but London can't, not a patch on Lincoln. Really.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very heavy competition now for this year.
Although you speak about London, one of our original invitees to the first ever Cultural Connections sadly couldn't actually attend, because she actually is in London. However, we'll hopefully connect with Zoe before too long. She's from Germany, I suppose, to the Netherlands. But let's go back to Fia. What, from your own perspective, has been particularly strange and weird, if not necessarily wonderful, about your time in Lincoln so far?
Well, as I've noticed, my roommates keep telling me about food, and they are very offended that I haven't tried their food yet. So the baked beans and Greg's. I have a list of where I have to go.
Those baked beans and Greg's, of course. Greg's, of course, a brand name. Other fast food outlets are available, but so you've got that whole compilation. Have you tasted any of those strange things? As you, I mean, the pasty, for instance, the Lincolnshire sausage.
Oh no, I haven't. I should add that to my list. But I have tried the baked beans.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't know branding, but were they Heinz baked beans, or are they just another brand of baked beans?
I wouldn't know. My roommate just pushed it in my face and said, eat this.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be a cliche for students that baked beans on toast was probably one of the staple diets, but I thought we'd maybe go beyond that. Tyson, what about yourself? Is it a case of baked beans, or is it a case of shops in Steep Hill, or something even more crazy?
Oh, I think it's the cathedral for me, and how the city was built around churches and castles and everything. Because I heard from another Nigerian that was one of the oldest buildings ever. And it just, in my mind, I'm just like, how did they build that so far ago? And it looks so good, and it's still standing till now. So I think that was the scene. And how the roads are so interconnected that from one point to another, you can just move. I don't think in Nigeria, there are not a lot of interconnected roads like that, but they're so interconnected that you can walk from here and you reach a place you didn't think wasn't possible. So I think those two things are really, really interesting for me.
Interesting, and I think quite refreshing in terms of that perspective and the way in which we view cultures and so on. A little bonus now. It's what I call almost the Eurovision approach here, because I'm going to ask you each to give a vote to the songs we've heard so far, which, as we mentioned, we've got Raf Safera, we've got, of course, the Alone number from Wakanda Forever, and I'll add just Nielsen's number in as well. And let's turn to Milan. What would get your top vote out of the tunes we've heard so far?
I think it would have to be the Wakanda Forever piece.
Wakanda
that
Forever.
I do enjoy a lot
so
of
So one,
well.
One vote for Wakanda Forever, which is good. You can vote for your own routine if you wish. Let's turn to Fia. What would get your number one vote in terms of, that was one I hadn't heard before, but I do quite like it?
I particularly enjoyed the fourth track. I think it was by Lover, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so one vote for... So, this means that the deciding vote could go to yourself, Tyson. Where are you going to go on this one?
I'll go for the fourth track, too. I think it's just... I just love the beat about... Everything about it, the beats. It's poppy, it's really good, and I really enjoyed the song.
So that's Lover. And, again, a bit more background in terms of where people can get... If they sort of have been struck equally as the panel have been about how wonderful this is.
So, he's on virtually every sort of streaming platform there is. He's on YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, and he's been one of the main Punjabi artists for the last 20 years, I would say, and he just keeps on consistently putting out good music that all Punjabi people, including many other cultures, can listen to as well.
Well, it's won the first ever vote from Cultural Connections, which means it gets a reprise in a few moments. I'm going to invite Ola Ogunyemi, Dr. Ogunyemi, to actually come around to the other side of the piece now and maybe actually swap microphones with yourself, Milan, if we may, and we just sort of swap seats on that perspective. He's been sitting in the background here like an executive producer doing other bits and pieces. And Ola, you did actually have something to add in terms of greetings in Nigeria, which I think is worth saying because you can personalise these greetings as well.
Definitely. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks to all the panelists as well, and to the host.
They've done very well, haven't they? I mean, I know Tyson's a seasoned pro, but I was very impressed with this.
Beautiful, beautiful. This is one of the ways in which we want to move forward with the internationalization, you know, of at home, whereby people feel connected, you know, so it's great that you people are participating in this one. In terms of greetings, actually, in Yoruba culture, because Nigeria shouldn't homogenize Nigeria. Nigeria has got over 400 languages and dialects. You know. So, but there are three major languages. So you have the Hausa, Yoruba, and Igbo. So in the Yoruba one from the southwest, you know, they actually value greetings. You can easily offend somebody by not greeting them, okay? Whether you know them or you don't know them, it doesn't matter. You know, you go past them, you recognize their presence. So you have to say hello. If they are older than you, then you know, you bow down a little bit, you know, and greet them, you know. So, and when there is a festive season, you know, there is what we say, Eku Odun, which is, you know, I'm greeting you for celebrating this particular festival. So you attach the name of the festival to the end of it. So if it's a Christmas, then you say Christmas. If it's a traditional festival, because they have different festivals as well, not just the Western ones, then you attach that to it, you know. So greeting is very, very, very important.
Well, clearly, I feel as though I have to have a chance to work through that. And what about what you've been hearing from Fear and naughty children being sent to Spain, which obviously sounds a bit drastic, but any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, that's quite interesting. You know, you know, little children, they believe anything you tell them, you know, basically, you know, so...
We tell them the truth, Ola, surely.
of course. And then you want to also bring them up to have confidence in what they do and things like that. Yes, you know, it depends on the family, to be candid, what, you know, you want to use as a threat. It could even be food, certain food that they don't like eating. You say, you're going to eat this tonight. You say, oh, I won't behave like that anymore, you know. So, there's no generic one that I can remember of, you know, growing up in Nigeria, that would be, you know, something that you used to scare you. Or maybe masquerade. They do festivals of masquerades where people are covered up completely, so that can scare you, definitely, so, for a young person.
We know that Milan's from Bedfordshire. We know that. We know Fia is from whereabouts in Netherlands are you based?
I'm from the northern part of the Netherlands, Frisia.
Right. Okay.
Well, we have our own language, even.
Wow. are you going to be heading for independence?
Well, when Brexit first voted for it, like there was, like they were talking about Frexit, but I don't think it would work. No.
Well, let's be honest, it hasn't really worked for Britain so far, but let's not go there because that's another issue entirely. I seem to recall saying or reading that Boris Johnson said he would apologise if he went into recession as a result of Brexit. There's no sign of an apology at all. Never mind, that's another point for another time. Let's go back to Nigeria. And Tyson, whereabouts in Nigeria are you from? Just so I get a handle in terms of the large country that is Nigeria.
It's in Nigeria, and I'm from Ogun State. It's a Yoruba state on the southwest, like you said, and I'm from the Sagamu region of Ogun State. So that in Ogun State, there are different varieties of the language Yoruba. So I speak like my side speak is certain variety of the language Yoruba and everything. So it's Nigeria is so diverse, and even every state is so diverse. So it's really, really and great experience if you want to discover new cultures.
And is there competition between the various aspects of the country in terms of a sporting competition and so on?
Sometimes it depends. But the main competition we have as Nigerians is between Ghana, to be honest, where we fight over jollof rice and our football teams. So,
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Oli, you've never mentioned the competition with Ghana before. Is this something you just think, no competition? Is this at all, really?
No, not quite. It's just a recent thing that has been going on social media where people say, who makes the best jollof rice? You know, if you don't know what jollof rice means, people call it yellow rice here, you know. So, and then and Nigeria claims that they make the best one, and Ghana says they make the best one, but if it is, well, good. I'm up for it.
So really, for jello, rice and beans should be something you should probably consider.
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
Just saying, important one from that point of view. Okay, you've been listening to Cultural Communications. We're going to have a reprise of the winning track in terms of the team today. Milan's going to introduce that in a few moments. Upcoming little routines that we'll be working through, we'll be following through a fairly regular sort of package, and hopefully we'll welcome back all three of our co-presenters today, four of course with Ola, as the thing proceeds. Have you enjoyed your first experience of cultural communications on Siren Radio, Tyson?
Yes, it's been an amazing experience. I've learned a lot from the Netherlands and also from India and British Asian culture. So it's really, really good. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's an absolute delight. And Fia, has it been worthwhile sacrificing the trip to London to actually be part of the Lincoln Siren Radio cultural communications?
Yes, I would say. I mean, it's so cool to learn about different cultures and to talk about it in such a casual way. So yeah.
And Milan, good for you?
Yes, I very much enjoyed it. I very much enjoyed doing basically my first time on radio, and I will probably definitely do this again.
Fantastic. So I'd like you to all say farewell in your natural language in a few moments, so just a sort of final greetings, and that's going to take us round to, of course, Lover again one more time. Let's start off with Tyson. Would you like to say farewell or happy trails, whatever you'd like to say in Nigerian, please?
Goodbye, see you later. And also in Yoruba, I say Udabo, so goodbye and see you later.
And Fia?
In Dutch we would say tot ziens, or in Frisian, onsien.
And Milan?
It's the same greeting as hello, it'd be satrikal, but in context of if you're going or coming, it would just be contextual now you say it.
And you get the chance of introducing once again your winning entry. It's like Eurovision, but better, global. Would you like to take us away with Lover? What's going to close the programme today?
So this song is Lover by Diljit Dosanjh, a very 80s inspired track with a very modern twist on it, and how this Diljit Dosanjh, the guy who's singing the song, is not going to be this woman's lover anymore.
Tú te journey.